Welcome to Chapter 4, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of cell components and their functions. In this chapter, we will cover the different parts that make up a cell and how they work together to keep the cell alive and functioning properly. So, let's get started and explore why understanding the structure of a cell is so important. It's basically the key to understanding how living organisms work. You see, a cell is the basic unit of life, and it's made up of three main parts: the cell membrane, the nucleus, and the cytoplasm, which contains all sorts of tiny structures called organelles. Now, can you imagine a city with no boundaries, no government, and no infrastructure? That's basically what a cell would be like without these components. The cell membrane, for instance, acts like a border control, regulating what goes in and out of the cell. It's like a security system that keeps the cell safe. Let's take a closer look at the cell membrane. It's found in all cells, and its main function is to protect the cell and give it a definite shape. It's like a thin layer of skin that surrounds the cell and regulates the movement of substances in and out. Now, can you think of a time when you've heard of something being transported into or out of a cell? Maybe it's like when you're trying to get into a concert, and you need to show your ticket to get in. The cell membrane is like that ticket checker, making sure everything that enters or leaves the cell is supposed to be there. Now, let's talk about the cell wall. This is a bit different, as it's only found in plant, bacterial, and fungal cells. The cell wall provides mechanical strength and support to the cell, kind of like how a skeleton gives support to our bodies. It also helps to make the cell turgid, which means it helps the cell maintain its shape and prevents it from shrinking or expanding too much, and in the case of plants, it's what helps them stand upright. So, can you imagine a plant without a cell wall? It would be like a limp, lifeless thing, not very sturdy at all. So, let's pause for a moment and check our understanding. Can you remember the two main functions of the cell membrane? That's right, it protects the cell and regulates the movement of substances in and out. And what about the cell wall? It provides mechanical strength and support, and helps to maintain the cell's shape. Now, let's move on and see how all these components work together to keep the cell alive and functioning properly. It's like a tiny little city, with all sorts of different parts working together in harmony. As we continue through this chapter, we'll be exploring more about the different organelles and their functions. It's going to be a fascinating journey, and by the end of it, you'll have a much better understanding of how cells work. And who knows, you might even discover a new passion for cell biology. It's a pretty cool topic, if I do say so myself. So, stay tuned, and let's keep exploring. The world of cells is full of surprises, and I'm excited to see where it takes us.